DWA, W1RAR, 1RAR, radio check.
Come back for radio check.
RAR, checking a different radio.
I need it really good.
All right.
We are really clear coming through.
If I could find, if this is Kevin, looking for your call sign, Kevin.
Call sign, mine's KN4URF.
All right, I thought it was KN4UBG.
Karen, how you doing today?
Good. If you can hear me, we're doing good.
All right, boss man, I'm going to get off here. KN4URF, listening.
Coming back, 73s, W1RAR.
Hey, the W1 in there. This is W1DWJ.
DWJ, W1RAR. How are you today, sir?
Doing well. Is it RAR, Roger Abel, Roger?
Alpha Romeo, W1, Romeo, Alpha Romeo. Rich is the first personal.
Good enough, my W1DWJ. Yeah, you're loud and clear. Just good to hear a W1 in there every now and again.
Simpsonville, whereabouts is your QTH?
Yeah, I know where that is. We're down in Pendleton, close to Anderson. Came down from New Hampshire about 13 years ago. Love it down here.
I know Anderson. I worked there for a little bit. We came here about 3 years ago and just got the shack. Well, it's not finished yet. We just got a J-pole up, and we just picked up another radio, and we're trying that, see how everything is working.
You use it now. Sounds real good. Sounds real. What's your name? Mine's Joe.
What's your Romeo Indian Charlie Hotel?
Good. Very good. Where did you come down from?
Connecticut. Came down from Connecticut.
Great. Yeah, I just got back on the air after about 10 or 12 years off. I just picked up this little FTM 7250, the ASU 2 and 440 rig. I had to go down to HRO to bring my FTDX 3000 back to them. Something went wrong with it. One of the displays was acting kind of erratic, so they sent it back to Yaesu. Got that back a couple of days ago, so we're back on HF again as well. So good to meet you, Rich. Trust we'll talk again in the not-too-distant future. Take care, W1DWJ.
Speaking to you, W1DWJ. 73s, W1RAR. We'll be on the side.
Take care.
We're CBA Mobile.
CBA, KN4RJM.
RJM, I believe. AB4CBA. His name is David. Good afternoon.
David, this is John. Kilo November 4, Romeo Juliet, November. So where are you mobiling to?
Oh, I guess I'm headed to the house. I don't think I've got anything else to do. I've been to the doctor dentist to have an impression made for a snore guard.
My wife just hits me with a pill and tells me to turn over.
I say again.
I said my wife just hits me with a pillow and tells me to turn over.
Well, I have sleep apnea, so this is for obstructive sleep apnea.
Yeah, that can I can do a number on you if you ain't careful.
The device my dentist was making, by the time they put me on a payment plan, by the time I got it paid for, it was wore out and I had to get a new one. So that was getting old fast. So this doctor guarantees her work, and so we'll just see how it holds up.
Well, wish luck there, brother. Like I said, that stuff can mess you up if you ain't careful.
It's it's not good for the body, and you don't get any rest, and you wake up usually with a pounding headache, and you feel like you worked all night, and so it's not a lot of fun.
Yeah, I usually wake up that way, but that's because you keep poking me in the ribs, telling me to roll over.
You know, I used to could sleep on my side, and or if I slept on my side, you know, I wouldn't have sleep apnea, and my wife would do the same thing. If I got on my back, she would just get me to turn over. But now it's even, I even have sleep apnea on both sides. It doesn't matter which side I lay on. So I've got to do something.
It's not that severe. It's usually in, especially in the springtime when the pollen's out, my head clogs up and I start snoring pretty bad. But I have to sleep on my side. Between my wife, the dog, and three cats, there's not enough room for me to lay on my back.
You need a bigger bed.
Animals, one or the other, I tell you. So, my wife complains every time she gets up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. When she comes back and the dog's coiled into the warm spot that she left behind, curled up in a ball and won't move.
Funny. But yeah, it's kind of like my dog, she likes to sit with me on the couch, and if I move, she kind of takes up my whole space where I sit, and so I just look at her and say, yeah, you taking over again? And she gets up and lets me, sit down, and she finds her little spot there, and both of us are happy, so anyway, but she does the same thing on the recliner.
It wouldn't be so bad if the dog were actually a lap dog, but she's about 50 pounds and takes up a fair amount of space, so it's, I would get a bigger bed, but the bedroom's not that big. We can barely get the one in there that's in there now, and it's like, we're not real big people, but between the dog and the cats, it's starting to get crowded.
My dog's just 11 pounds, and she's a sweet dog. And it's funny because most everybody that meets her says, oh, such a cute little puppy. I'm just laughing because, if you look, you can see the gray on her nose. But most people think she's a puppy. And I say, oh, she's 11 years old.
Mine's about 8. She's a boxer mix, and medium-sized dog, but a little bit big to be a lap dog, even though she thinks she is.
I think most dogs do. When they're puppies, you hold them in their lap, and I think they don't realize that they've gotten bigger. They take up more room. But they're good company. So, how long you been in ham radio?
A year now. I think I got my license, February? January? Sometime first of last year.
And how did you get that call?
I needed a hobby. Basically, I got involved with the Spartanburg CERT folks for a little while, and they had a class, and it was free, and I thought, yeah. So I took the class and passed the test, and got me a radio, little walks-on, and little magnetic mount hanging upside down from the ceiling fan, and I'm sitting down here in the basement, and I'm hitting the repeater from where I'm at, so I'm good.
Well, I remember you now, because we've talked before. I remember the mag mount on the ceiling fan. In the basement, no less. Oh, me. So, are you on HF?
And I haven't gone after my general yet. I've got the book sitting here, and when I get quasi-motivated, I'll pick it up and start studying it again and go get my general. But I've had other things going on and getting in the way, so I hadn't
hadn't messed with it much.
I can't remember. I haven't heard anything from about classes. I know Gary and Dave and Tom teach a class, and I think, pretty sure they're teaching, I think they're doing them all. What the heck? I live over here in Taylor's, and I'm taking a cut through road and to get to the Rutherford Road, and there's a dang train sitting there stopped. So I'm gonna have to turn around and get back on White Hampton, go over the big bridge. That's funny. Well, I've been in amateur radio since 1983. This is my original novice call. Yes, we had novice back then. I actually had to learn code and all that. And I grandfathered, believe it or not, I got my Tech Plus, and then I grandfathered into the general class when they changed the rules. Like I said, when I get motivated, I'll start working on my general again. But life kind of got in the way there for a while, and holidays and all that kind of stuff. So, and right now, the quote I read in the paper this morning was, "There's never enough time to do all the nothing you want," and that's kind of what I've been doing here lately.
One thing you can do if you have time is you can watch these classes at your leisure on YouTube. And they record them and put them on YouTube, and you know, you can just like I said, watch them at your leisure, and then go take the test. You might want to buy the book, and probably wouldn't be a bad idea, and do it in the comfort of your own home there.
I got the book. I started on it, and then stuff got in the way, and I just hadn't gotten back to it. And right now, I've got a 50-pound dog wanting to be in my lap again. So, the comfort of your own home is a. Well, right now she's pushing my chair back, and it's rolling. Hang on a minute.
Or CBA.
There, I got her off my lap. Go lay down, dog. But anyway, yeah, I'll get back into it. I got that and half a dozen other little honeydew projects I got to do around here, and I'm still recovering from the holidays, so we'll get to it when we get to it, you know.
Well, they call it a hobby for, you know, for a lot of people. They, you know, you just do it when you feel like it and when you got time, and sometimes other things take precedence. I joined a sports club on Congaree, and I play a lot of tennis, and since I joined the club last year in July, I have missed a lot of the meetings and the DX meeting that they have on I think it's the third Thursday. I think it's the third Thursday of every month. Don't quote me on that. It's either Tuesday or Thursday. It's Thursday. And so I missed seeing the guys, but I just love playing tennis. I'd play tennis every day, all day long, if you know, somebody play with me. That's how much I love it. But anyway, well, I'm pulling in the garage, so I'll say adios, and enjoy talking with you again. And you take care, and I'll stick around for your final 73 KB4 CBA.
Pat, have a good rest of the afternoon. I think it's time for my other hobby, which is nap time. So this is KN4 JN 73s, and I am clear.